It's time to make it happen, baby boy, baby girl. It is Clues and Categories, game two. Now, yesterday, the fellas took it. Today, we're going to see if the fellas go up by two or will the ladies tie it up. Representing the ladies is Miss Verl out of New Jersey. What's up, Verl?
How you doing?
I'm good, baby girl. How you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, blessed.
Verl, you playing against Ken out of Philly. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, Lonnie?
I'm good, buddy. Ken, meet Verl.
Yeah. Hi, Verl. How are you, madam?
Hi, Ken. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right, now, here we go. I've got all that out the way. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, and I'm going to let you loose. Just like yesterday, if you got a quick-thinking mind, you're going to win this game. If you one that says, a lot, you're going to lose. You got me?
Yes.
All right. Verl, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Hold on, Ken, all right?
Okay.
All right, Verl? In 30 seconds, and I will count everything you say so you can be as specific as you want, all right?
Okay.
Name for me as many things as you can found in the medicine cabinet. Go.
Fingernail polish remover, toothpaste, toothbrush, mirror, tweezers, soap, medicine, disinfectant, stuff to clean burns. Alcohol prep, shelves,
time is up.
All right.
You said something that says shelves. What is that?
Shelves.
Oh, shelves. Okay, cool. All right, well, I gave you 10.
Thank you.
And it might be 11. I got to see if I counted that shelves, but you have either 10 or 11. All right?
Okay.
We'll go back and check it out. So let's see what Ken does, okay?
Okay.
And it was just like a woman, for the first thing in the medicine cabinet, she holler out fingernail polish remover. What happened to aspirin? Or I'm like, what?
Medicine.
I gave you medicine. All right, hold on. Let's see what Ken does. All right, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Verl came in with 10, a possible 11 on her list. If you beat actually 11, you win, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. In 30 seconds, name for me as many things as you can found in the medicine cabinet. Go.
Medicine, toothbrush, toothpaste, alcohol, Clearasil, hair brush, hair cream, nail file, soap, lotion, mouthwash, deodorant.
Actually,
drinking glass.
You can stop. You can stop. Because you got 12. And I gave her either 10 or 11. We weren't sure, so I had to make sure you went past 11 before I gave you the victory. And she could tell you won, too, because she was like, oh, my God. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Kenny, you did it, buddy. I ain't mad at you.
All right.
Verl, what's your church home and pastor?
I am the pastor.
Oh, no, Verl. Now you know they coming at you. What's today, Tuesday? When is your midweek service?
We have midweek service. We actually join with Living Hope Christian Center. We have Bible study.
When is it? What night?
On Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday.
You got 24 hours to find something else to do. That's all right, Verl. What's the name of your congregation? What's the name of your church, Verl?
Faith Worship Center Church.
And you are located with this other church?
Germantown, Philadelphia.
Okay, there you go. And how about you, Ken? What's your church home and pastor?
My church home is the End Time Harvest World Training Center under the tutelage of Apostle Nathan and Pastor Wanda McCall.
All right.
We will be known by our love for one another.
All right, Ken, you take the fellas up by two. Yes, sir. Verl and Ken, I got one thing to say to you.
Get off my phone.
Yes, sir. Good stuff, y'all. All right, fellas, you are up by two on Praise.